Deion Sanders' son Shiloh faces accusations of hiding income after losing $12 million settlement in assault case. By Warner Todd Houston on May 26, 2024. Shiloh Sanders, the son of Colorado head coach Deion Sanders, is facing accusations that he is trying to hide his net worth and income after being ordered to pay a $12 million settlement to a man who alleged that Sanders beat him up in 2015. The settlement stems from accusations made by high school security guard John Dargen, who alleges that Shiloh beat him up when the latter was going to high school at the Triple Academy, which was part of a charter school chain in Dallas, Texas, that has since gone out of business. Dargen says he was tasked with escorting Shiloh to an in-school suspension after the teen reportedly violated a school policy against having a cell phone in class. Shiloh allegedly used the phone to call his mother, Pilar Sanders, but when one of Deion's assistants got to the school, he told Dargen to confiscate Shiloh's phone. In the court documents, Dargen claims that Shiloh slammed an elbow into the man's chest and then continued to beat him after he fell to the ground. He claimed that he sustained severe and permanent injuries, including a broken neck, damage to his cervical spine, permanent neurological injuries, and irreversible incontinence. Suddenly and without warning, Shiloh Sanders physically assaulted John Dargen by elbowing Mr. Dargen in the chest and neck and striking Mr. Dargen several times in the chest area and neck area, the lawsuit said. The events leading up to the incident. Dargen claims he was instructed by Deion on the phone to confiscate Shiloh's personal phone in order to end contact with his mother. pic.twitter.com/53gmtus9x. Bolt analysis, at Bolt Up Media, May 24, 2024. After the judgment went in Dargen's favor, Shiloh declared bankruptcy, saying he had no more than $320,477 to his name. According to Yahoo Sports, Shiloh also admitted to some, but not all, of Dargen's claims in a bankruptcy hearing. Dargen and others are now questioning Shiloh's claims that he only had a few hundred thousand dollars to his name, especially in light of the many nil contracts he signed. That, coupled with the many social media videos and posts showing him with costly cars, clothing, and products, causes concerns that Shiloh did not fully report his assets to the bankruptcy court. The guard's attorney blasted Shiloh's claims of being unable to pay any of the $12 million settlement. Contrary to the schedules, Shiloh has admitted acquiring vast amounts of high-end and expensive clothing, the filing reads. For example, on his YouTube channel posted on May 4, 2023, he states, "All right, we at the Louis Vuitton store, I am trying to spend at least $50,000 today." None of the items displayed on Shiloh's social media were documented in the disclosure, the filing notes. In response, Shiloh's attorneys argue that he is not obligated to itemize and give value to individual items of personal property. Shiloh had signed deals with companies, including Gaming Co. MetaQuest, but these deals were not mentioned in the bankruptcy proceedings. However, in his bankruptcy filing, Shiloh's attorney says the young player is $11.3 million in debt with just under $500,000 in assets and had a gross income of $193,713 in 2023. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.